Before half the South then converted their gardens and basements and outbuildings to medical marijuana production, the era of the boutique nurseries flourished. They specialized in everything from stingless nettles to thornless blackberries, figuring the hordes of immigrants new to the area would welcome their hybridized species. Some folks, like Camino Natives Nursery, sold only what was here already. The salal was popular, and some folks bought little potted sword ferns, but most of them just let the back 40 spread to the lawn if all they wanted was the local horticulture. Island Botanicals went the other direction, marketing everything from blue poppies to swamp cypress. First hard freeze or month-long drought or hurricane-force winds usually killed the little transplants, but then a lot of the newcomers had had enough too and moved on to more exotic climes where those plants were already old growth. Avant Gardens, a co-op run by artists with a chartreuse thumb, more horticultural than horticultural, sold an eclectic variety of strange herbs, quasi-hallucinogenic plants, odd garden ornaments, and a large variety of found objects, weird art, and advice for alternative living. In a few years, they were broke and discouraged and scattered to the far ends of the known universe. Well, mostly scattered down here on the South End. I guess Avant Garden is where the 60s hit the sound, scarcely a sizzle when their cooling lava reached the beach. Their commune broke up, their greenhouses tilted and fell, their yurts and teepees and geodesic domes finally succumbed to the weight of moss and leaf mulch and the neighbors' hostile gossip. If you know just where to look, you can find a path that starts near the head and winds through the nettle forest past a couple of VW vans peeking headlights through the blackberries, and finally you'll arrive at a clearing by the bluff. The ragged polyethylene of the greenhouses wave off their bent PVC poles like Tibetan prayer flags of the insane or hopelessly lost. A few beds of periwinkle have escaped into the woods. Some lilies of the valley made a stand next to the big cedar, and in the spring, the native bleeding hearts carpet the clearing, their pink flowers a nostalgic reminder of the dead dreams of so many of us old hippies back then.